Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a deal for Greece. For the latest on efforts to ease Greece's economic issues, we turn to Henry Ridgewell in London.
Eurozone finance ministers agreed to extend financial aid to Athens by 4 months, lifting for now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said it was the first step on a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who up until very recently looked at us with suspicion.
Chairman of the Eurogroup, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, said the deal would not allow Greece to immediately start reversing austerity measures. The deal will only be ratified once Greece's creditors are satisfied with a list of reforms to be submitted by Monday. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin Friday of direct involvement in the sniper deaths of anti-Russia protesters last year in Kiev. He made the charge on the first anniversary of the killings. Russian Foreign Ministry called the accusations ravings and madness. Meantime, the separatists and the Ukrainian government accuse each other of ceasefire violations, including this week's rebel takeover of the important railway town of Debaltseve. Somalia's Al-Shabaab Islamist group has attacked a popular hotel in Mogadishu, killing at least 25 people. President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed condemned the attack, calling the incident an outrage and saying his thoughts are with those who were hurt. Al-Shabaab has carried out repeated attacks on government and civilian targets in Somalia. This is VOA News. The United Nations envoy to Yemen says rival political parties, including the Shiite rebels that recently seized power in the majority of the Sunni country, are getting closer to reaching a deal that could prevent the country from sliding into civil war. Jamal Ben Ammar said issues that remain unresolved include the status of the presidency. Yemen has been mired in political turmoil since Houthi rebels seized the capital Sana'a in September. A UN Commission on Rights Violations in Syria says it is considering publishing some of the names of suspected perpetrators of war crimes in that country's civil war. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
The four-person commission of inquiry had an informal closed-door meeting with Security Council members on Friday.
What we share with the Security Council
is... The Commissioner, Paulo Pinheiro, said afterward that in a bid to end impunity in Syria, the panel will decide by mid-March whether to publish some of the names.
Just to release the names without any follow-up, we don't think that is very constructive.
The Commission has previously compiled four confidential lists of alleged perpetrators. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And police in Britain appealing for information to help find three teenage schoolgirls believed to be traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State militants. The girls aged 15 to 16 attended the same school in East London. Police believe they are following the example of another teenage girl from their school who left for Syria in December. As it seeks to ramp up domestic defense production, India has called on global arms makers eyeing the country's large weapons market to share technology with Indian companies. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
The message to more than 300 foreign firms from over 30 countries, which lined up to take part in the Aero India show in Bangalore, was clear. They must manufacture in India with local partners to win defense contracts that could add up to $250 billion over the next decade. Saying that India wants to slash defense imports from 60% at present to 30%, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on foreign companies to turn from sellers to strategic partners.
We have the reputation as the largest importer of defense equipment in the world.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The new U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today. In Kabul, he's conferring with commanders and Afghan leaders about the future of America's military presence in Afghanistan. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two great pianists, Monty Alexander and Marion McPartland, who will help us remember Willis Conover during this hour. Yes, on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we'll look back at the man who shared jazz stories and jazz history with people for over four decades on Voice of America, the great Willis Conover. Many people still write me email from all over the world saying, I remember Willis Conover and all of his wonderful music that he shared with us. And with his delightful voice and mellifluous tones, he taught people not only about jazz, but also how to speak English. I've learned that over the years here on VOA and reading letters and email from folks from around the world. Well, two great pianists, Monty Alexander and the late, great Marion McPartland, will help us remember Willis during this hour, so stay tuned for their thoughts and their music too. Let's begin, though, with a remembrance of another of the greats of jazz history who left us a little too early. He died at the age of 75 a few years ago. He's David Fathead Newman, who was born in Texas and was known as one of those Texas tenor saxophone players with that bluesy big tone on the tenor sax. Well, he was born in 1933 down in Texas, but he was a multi-instrumentalist known for more than just playing the tenor sax, and I want to give you a taste of that now as we remember David Fathead Newman and the fact that he played not only the saxophone but also the flute, as he did on the title cut from his album from 2002 titled The Gift. Album Around the City. That's Ileana Elias and her version of the Santana classic Oye Como Va, given a great jazz treatment, a little world music, if you will, one of the major trends in jazz in the last, well, decades, many decades, ever since Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie got together and blended Latin music and jazz all those decades ago. And we've had some influences from Turkey with Blue Rondo a la Turk with Dave Brubeck and so many others, too. Well, world jazz is certainly a great, great trend in jazz today as the whole world embraces improvisation. And we are very proud to say it sprang from the United States of America after drawing those influences from all over the world. Well, there's a little bit of a quick history lesson for you, and now let's get back to the conversation and a celebration of Willis Conover, someone who knew him well and, just like Willis, was a radio presenter, as well as being a fantastic pianist, bandleader, and composer. Marion McPartland invited me into the studio where she did her piano jazz national public radio broadcast, and we had a wonderful conversation a few years ago. Here's some of that now as she remembers Willis Conover.
First of all, for the folks listening around the world on the Voice of America, before we turn the mics on here, Marianne, you were mentioning that you had spent some time with Willis Conover. And believe me, I've talked to a number of people that spoke with Willis over the years, numbers of great musicians. So I have to ask you for a recollection or a general thought about knowing him and working with him.
Well, he was quite a friend. He lived over on Central Park West, and he occasionally had a little group of people up there. I remember being there with at Willis's place with Alec Wilder and John Dankworth and Cleo Lane. And Willis was a very funny guy himself, so I remember that as being a very stimulating evening with a lot of funny jokes and carrying on. But I did get to Washington as often as I could to do Willis's show. He just, the man knew so much about jazz, being in his house and looking at all his files, and I'm pretty sure he knew everything there was to know about jazz, although I don't think he played an instrument. Not that I know of.
I don't believe he did either,
but boy,
from what I've heard.
He was a fascinating guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt about it. Thank you for those recollections. I would like to have been a fly on the wall in that that little dinner party. That
yes,
sounds like
that
fun.
Sure was fun. And he, I mean, he did a great thing when you think about it, how he educated everybody in Europe. It's amazing. That will never die.
No doubt about it. One of the famous stories is he had mentioned casually that he was going to go to Warsaw. This is back in the days of the Cold War, and he just mentioned it once or twice on his show. And he got off he was flying into Warsaw, and he looked down at the tarmac, and he saw thousands and thousands of people. He thought Khrushchev was in town.
That's funny.
Instead, they were there for him. They were holding up signs, Willis, Willis, jazz. Yeah.
Thank you. doing something she loved to do until the last days of her life, swinging with one of her old musical friends. That's Marion McPartland on piano with Benny Carter on the alto sax, John Clayton on bass, and Harold Jones on drums. From the album, Marion McPartland plays the Benny Carter songbook. That's Benny Carter's composition, Doozy. Now, here is another doozy of a fantastic lady of jazz. On the violin, Regina Carter from Detroit, Michigan, paying homage to her family's original musical roots and literal roots down in the southern part of the United States of America. Here's C.C. Rider from Southern Comfort, her latest release on Jazz America from VOA 1. One of the great violinists in jazz today, Regina Carter, remembering her roots with music from her latest release, Southern Comfort. Hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you'll enjoy conversation coming up with the great pianist Monty Alexander from Jamaica, who remembers Willis Conover. In our conversation, we'll hear some of his music, too. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And one of our major affiliates around the world is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. It is Shager FM. So many listeners in Ethiopia and Addis Ababa specifically write me emails saying how much they enjoy listening to Jazz America. I thank you all for listening. And thanks to everyone at Shager FM for their support of Jazz America and jazz and VOA in general. Here is a recent message I received from Dagiopia Cisse. And he wrote me with a subject line, Addis Loves Jazz. He writes as follows. This is Dagim Cisse from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. I'm enjoying your jazz collections. Having a nice Saturday with you. How about some Mulatu Astatke? Of course, that is the great master of Ethiopian jazz, the father of Ethio jazz, as they call it. And here's a cut from his album, Sketches of Ethiopia, just for you. Dagiopia Cisse from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and everyone listening on Shager FM to VOA's Jazz America.
expand your mind to understand we all must live in peace today. Extend your hand to help the plan of love to all mankind on
That's vocalist Donald Smith with Paul Zauner's Blue Brass from the album Great Voices of Harlem, with a vocal version of Lonnie Liston Smith classic composition Expansions, here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I wanted to play that Great Voices of Harlem release for you because Harlem, a part of Upper Manhattan in New York City, is an important place in the history of jazz and an important place in the life of a gentleman who was born in Kingston, Jamaica, but has made Harlem one of the major places in his life, too. He even calls two of his recent live releases Harlem Kingston Express Volume 1 and 2, and we're going to hear from Volume 2 in just a bit. He's the man from Kingston, Jamaica, the great keyboardist, composer, and bandleader Monty Alexander, who I caught up with backstage before his performance at last summer's Montreal Jazz Festival in Canada. Well, I asked for 15 minutes, and I've stolen 22 minutes of your valuable time and your life.
This
which is
as valuable, and I just want to let you know, Voice of America means a great deal to me and all the immigrants come to this country. And I'll tell you, I had the honor of being on his show on several occasions with Willis Conover.
Willis Conover.
And this goes back to the 70s. And I used to play in D.C. at Blues Alley, where I still go, where I go this Christmas, New Year's for the umpteenth time. And that little club that has had so much great music. And I remember being on Willis Conover's show, and of course, you know, what he did to make America more beloved all around the world, how important it is, you know.
That rings sweetly in my ears. He did 40 years of jazz on Voice of America, and this 4th of July is my 15th year, and I'm pleased and honored to have you on the program. And like I said, I've taken some of your valuable time, which has gone on for 70 years now, and I don't know what Mr. Monty Alexander's having for lunch, but waiter, I'll have some of that because he looks like a child. Now, there may be a little snow on the roof, but that doesn't mean there's no fire in the fireplace. Monty Alexander, thank
Man,
you so much.
You're a smooth dude. in the good way. And I thank you very much for inviting me on your program, Russ. Hope we'll be running it to each other many more times in the future. Maybe one day down in Otorius, right?
Port Antonio is the only place I've never been. That's where I want to go. I hear it's very peaceful there.
It still rings of days of yore, as they say, because it's one of those untrafficked parts of Jamaica, you know. Of course, Montego Bay, Negril, Orcheras became every visitor wanted to go there because they merchandised well, you know, sandals but Port Antonio, where one of my childhood heroes of the movies, Errol Flynn, found a second home there and spent his last years just enjoying life how he did. And he had an influence on how Port Antonio became snazzy, if you will.
I'll meet you in Mandeville. It's a little cooler there.
I went to school. Mandeville is my school grounds. And I have fun and not so fun memories of being a schoolboy there. But it's a beautiful part of Jamaica.
Good coffee, too. Okay, we could go on. More later. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Russ. All the best.
his Harlem Kingston Express Volume 2 album, marrying the sound of Jamaica with the sound of New York City. Two places he loves very much. Monty Alexander with a song entitled Hurricane Come and Gone, Moonlight City. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for listening to Jazz America this week. I hope you've enjoyed our salute to Willis Conover. And in a way, in this last hour or so, we've been giving you a salute to Harlem, a very important part of jazz history, was written in that northern part of Manhattan. Here's another gentleman who had a little something to do with the history of Harlem. Duke Ellington, Harlem Airshaft on Jazz America from VOA 1. We took you back to 1955 for that classic, always fun to hear, Duke Ellington, Harlem Airshaft. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening to Jazz America. And if you join me on the next edition of the program, we'll have a celebration of the Grammy Awards. Yes, on the 8th of February, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences gave the Grammy Awards in various styles of music, including jazz, of course. I'll talk to four of the jazz winners, Chick Corea, Robert Glasper, Diane Reeves, and Arturo O'Ferry. I'll share their stories and their Grammy Award-winning music with you next week on Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?